Welcome, Carol Curtis. Carol, we're so happy to have you here on KRFY. How are you today?
I am great, Julie. Good to see you.
Oh, great. You're here for a special purpose, but before we get into that, I'll mention that you're one of our very much appreciated underwriters here at KRFY. Thank you for this.
Oh, I love this station. Thank you.
And we love you too. You're a longtime community member, and you've been a great supporter of local community radio here in the Idaho Panhandle. But you're here for a very special reason today, and that's to talk about a benefit, an upcoming benefit for ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Start us off with the reason for this benefit. How did it come about?
Well, a few girlfriends, have a very special friend, Peggy O'Sullivan, and we love to have fun together and play tennis together and pickleball and just have good times together. And we learned of her diagnosis, and it's really a terrible disease, and she's just a warrior, and we are so supportive of her and her journey that we wanted to raise funds for ALS, the foundation or association, nonprofit association, ALS. They do have a local chapter. It's called the Evergreen Chapter. So we brainstormed and came up with this idea, and we are excited to share the event with the community and have people come out and either walk or play tennis. You can do both things, or just come and hang out and have fun and buy some raffle tickets. And it's just going to be a fantastic day. And we're just super excited to do this.
Yeah, great. Well, we're going to mention this more than once during this short interview, but when is it? Where is it?
Okay, so it's Memorial Day weekend on Saturday, May 27th from 9 to 5. That doesn't mean it's going to run till 5, but that's, 9 to 5. And it is at Traverse Park, which is off of Pine Street, for any of our new community members. And the people will be walking around the park and then playing tennis right there on the four courts.
Okay, so let's get into a few more details of this benefit. It's a tennis tournament and a walk.
Right, so we're trying to satisfy both skill sets. The tennis tournament is going to be called Fast Four is the format. So that's a point-based system. So it's really a fun tournament. Doubles, maximum 32 people, and some have signed up. So our tennis folks need to just jump online and do that. And they'll be playing 6 games, I believe. And then if you don't want to do that, then come and walk. There's a short route and a longer route. It doesn't matter how many laps you make. You just do what you can and enjoy it and be healthy.
Yeah, wonderful. How do folks donate? How does this work money-wise for the benefit?
Everywhere we've hung flyers or posted this calendar event online, there's a barcode they can scan, and it'll take them to a website that ALS set up for us, and they can donate and sign up right there, which would be so helpful for us knowing our numbers. You can donate even if you're out of town or have a conflict or don't wish to walk or play tennis, because this is really just for the great cause.
Good. So you don't have to walk or play tennis. You may, and if so, you want to get signed up, especially for the tennis, I would think. And you've mentioned how they can do that by going online and looking it up, but I've got a phone number here too, so I'm just going to rattle that off. And this will go to one of the folks that has helped organize, correct?
Correct. Tiffany Goodman.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tiffany. All right. Tiffany, we're giving out your number. It's 316-285-4144. So if you didn't want to go online, you could call that number, 316-285-4144, and get signed up that way.
Right. And, we're here to help. So, I mean, myself, Tiffany, Wendy McNault, Nina Gossett, Deb Nesbon, just honestly, a lot of people are going to get up to speed that are tennis people and or members of Sandpoint Tennis Association. So we're here to help.
And you mentioned to me earlier that this money will stay local. Tell us about that.
Right. ALS really does a good job of trying to segregate funds to keep funds regional. So, our local counties would be getting the money. Their office, which they have a location in Spokane and Coeur d'Alene, but that's just where they work, but the money's going to help our local people because other people have been diagnosed and suffered from ALS as well.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty tough diagnosis to get that. What sort of help has Peggy received? I heard things like help with constructing handicap accessible living, things like this.
Yeah, and medical supplies and different things like that. You know, there's another organization that's also super helpful. It's private, kind of like Michael J. Fox has his complimentary thing to Parkinson's, and that's called Matt's Place. And they are also really to be acknowledged as a super source for people with ALS. And they together help with, as you mentioned, structural things, ramps or revitalizing your home or just guiding you. I mean, really, it's just a support system. I mean, it's all about not feeling isolated and knowing there is a community within a community that's fighting the good fight.
So. Yeah, boy, this is going to be really nice. Let's circle back and talk about Peggy just a little more. I think she's pretty well known in the community. She's worked here and lived here forever.
Absolutely. She worked for Kinnick-Sioux Health. And she is a longtime nurse professionally, worked at Bonner General Health for many, many years, raised two girls here, Stephanie and Haley, so well-known in the school district for her support and participation. I mean, gosh, I can't even begin to tell you all the ways Peggy has just reached out to people and been so supportive. So here we are, time for all of us to give a little back.
Yes, and I'll just emphasize that this is not a fundraiser for funds going directly to Peggy. It's for the greater organization to help everybody.
Right. It always just takes, you know, knowing about a friend and having a face. There are definitely other people we have lost, special, special people. And, you know, we want to acknowledge all of them and help people just be better educated about this. There's so many medical diagnoses that just come out of the blue. And perhaps maybe understanding it would help a person make good choices, right, with health choices,
yeah,
as we're all striving to do every day.
Right. Couldn't agree more. Carol, you mentioned something about raffle prizes.
Oh, yeah. The community, once again, is so generous and people are so generous. So we are going to be putting together some awesome raffle baskets. Our walkers will get a ticket to and have a special basket they can potentially win. But anybody can bid on any of the baskets, and so they can kind of check out all the goodies that'll be there. And we'll have a little bit more of that just a little closer to the date so people can kind of see cool stuff. So it'll be a great day. And, yeah, we want people to feel just psyched for spending what they'll spend. It'll be $20 per walker or $30 for a family. And then the tennis tournament will be $50, and people will get a t-shirt too.
Oh, great. Well, yeah. Tennis tournaments bring out the community around here. So hopefully you'll get a full roster and have a lot of tennis going on.
Yeah. We won't be trying to manage multiple courts. That's a little outside our bandwidth, you know, for our very first time. So we're just going to be playing at Traverse Park there on Pine Street. But yeah, and we hope, you know, to be able to replicate this in the future. So this is our first year, and we're just stoked to be doing this.
Wow, very nice. Carol, repeat the details of the benefit for us one more time, date and time, et cetera.
Right, so all in for ALS, every step counts. Tennis tournament walkathon, and that's at Traverse Park on Saturday, May 27th from 9 to 5.
Perfect. And I've got that phone number, 316-285-4144. You get a hold of Tiffany and get signed up that way too. Well, Carol Curtis, thank you for spending some time here at KRFY. We appreciate you as an underwriter and really appreciate you sharing information about a great benefit coming up May 27th.
Thank you, Julie. Thanks for the opportunity to be able to put this out to the community, and thanks to one and all that participate or donate. We really appreciate the support for the ALS Evergreen chapter.
You bet. Hope it's a smashing success, no pun intended.
There it is. There it is. Thanks.
All right, listeners, thank you, and I hope some of you can join, and if not join, I hope you're able to make a contribution for ALS.